Avocado, this is our last episode of 2024, which
We
is crazy.
Made it through yet another year, and this is our annual recap. We've done this like three times before now.
Yeah, because we didn't really do a recap our first year. Well, we recorded our first episode ever in December, but then didn't post it till January. So this is our third, this is our third recap, and then January 8th will be our 4-year anniversary, which is exciting.
And so in this episode, we just go through the highlights of the year, any fun things that happened.
Yeah, resolutions, probably. And then also, maybe I'll just kick off with this, as I wanted to kind of just like talk about our Spotify for Podcasters Wrapped, because they give us the stats too, which is really cool. So we had a 19% increase in streams and a 14% increase in followers, which was really good.
So hello to all our new followers.
Yes, anyone that's a new listener, I think that's probably from new guests and then their friends listening. I think that was good. Our most listened to episode was our episode with Gisella talking about weird calls we've gotten while on duty, which makes sense. I think all of our CA coworkers listened to that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why that one was popular.
This is also a full circle moment because we're here back in Tempe recording at the community center here at Vista. And so this is where Acacia used to be the majority of her working hours last
Very
year.
Very true. And then I think this hasn't really changed, but our listeners are from 10 countries majority. And that makes sense. I feel like it's been like that. And our top country is US and our second is India because of Ivanka's family.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
We're the top podcast for 19 fans. So their most listened to podcast, which is really exciting. Shout out to Harnor because he texted me when I posted that and said, that's
I love it.
So love that. We appreciate support. And then that was the main thing. And then we have still a 5-star rating on Spotify. So if you haven't ever done that, please, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a rating. Please do. We'd love to have that.
Yeah. Do we want to jump into
our
recap?
Go ahead.
Recap?
Go maybe give your like three highlights of the year.
Okay. So I was doing a little bit of brainstorming. I feel like it's easiest to go in chronological order, obviously. So I think the biggest thing that happened was May graduation. Both of us graduated, done with our undergrad. You guys listened to those episodes. Hopefully
Absolutely.
A lot going on. And then in the summer, I went to Peru. So I think that would be highlight number two. Got to live in a different country for the second time in my life. Got to see a lot of things at the hospitals, practice my Spanish. And then third highlight would just be starting med school or finishing my first semester of med school. So I had my last day 2 days ago. We took our neuro final. Everything went well. We passed. And now I can officially say I'm done with one semester and only seven more to go for preclinical. And then... Or I guess it's weird. I have 18 months in preclinical and we're done with like 3 to 4 of those months. And then I'll start my rotations. But regardless, I'm excited for it all. And I'm glad I made it through this far. Because everyone says the biggest learning curve is these first couple months. And now I feel like I found my groove. Everything's going well. And looking forward to having a break and then jumping right in January.
Very nice. I think... graduation is definitely there for me. My internship in DC was incredible. And then a third highlight. It's hard. I feel like this semester has been like very chill. Honestly, maybe I'll just throw in the Australia New Zealand trip because that bled into the beginning of this year. Because
you were in Germany this year too.
Oh, Oktoberfest. Yeah. We'll say Oktoberfest. Easily.
I thought that was gonna make the highlights.
Yes, no, I'd say Oktoberfest was the third one. That was great. So yeah, great year. I think honestly, kind of more laid back than 2023, just because 2023 was the study abroad year. And so it was like a lot going on. Like I did so many things. I did a lot of things this year, but I think they were more kind of spaced out. And it's been like more relaxed, especially like since October. Like my life has been extremely laid back. Like honestly, the most chill it's been since like COVID.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of been a nice change of pace. But I'm excited for it to ramp up again, honestly.
Kind of a transition to the grad school life, because I've also seen a difference, not in terms of like classroom learning and stuff, that's ramped up obviously, but like personal life or spending time at home, having my self-care time, like it's a different pace than undergrad was. I feel like
Definitely.
undergrad I was a lot more extracurriculars. I was always on the go. I was commuting to campus, and so I
Yeah.
always was like either living out of my car or I had an overnight bag. And so very different to now only being 7 minutes away from campus, coming home
Yeah.
for lunch, having some time to unwind, coming home at the end of the day, watching a TV show. Like it feels very adult. I feel like we're transitioning to
Definitely.
that.
I'd say I agree with that. I mean, I kind of had the opposite, at least commute wise, with I went from living on campus to moving back home. And then I don't think I've said this on the podcast, but I'm moving back to Tempe in January. So January 10th, I'll be back in Tempe and living in the same apartment complex as my boyfriend, like three floors below him. It's for my last semester of college. And so that'll be really good. And I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be a good way to end it too.
Yeah. And then maybe that would be just good smooth transition into some resolutions or goals we have for 2025, which I was thinking about, like how crazy, like
I
it's like
know.
5 years since COVID, which feels like so long, first of
True.
all. Also, halfway through the decade,
That
which
too.
is crazy.
2025 is a very like monumental number, it sounds like.
Definitely.
So,
It is. Because it's the
speaking,
quarter of the century.
oh my gosh,
It's the quarter of
do
the
you have any
century.
quarter of the century goals that you want to reach?
I did kind of start doing my resolution list. So let me like refer back to that. Obviously graduate with my master's degree. I mean, that's gonna happen. So, but that's like an easy one. I want to take a girls' trip or like travel with a friend. So you could be Tyler, could be any of my other friends. I really want to do a trip with friends. I don't know when that's gonna happen
Hey,
or
you have a full
how.
year to do it.
I
We'll
got to
figure
do
it
one in
out.
2023 during study abroad. I got to do a girls' trip, and that was so much fun. So I'd
Did
love
you
to do
go to
that again.
Vegas this year or was that
I
last
did.
year?
No, I did go to Vegas this year, but it wasn't just a girls' trip because, like, I was there
Oh.
with Talia and her cousins.
Yeah, yeah,
So,
yeah.
not purely a girls' trip, but like, I was talking with Kaylin and Kennedy, my best friends from elementary school, and they have like barely traveled. So, I would love to just do a trip with them. So, we shall see. And then I really want to go back to Ecuador this summer and see my host family. And then one of my friends from school, she's Ecuadorian, and she just graduated, so she's moving back there in January. So I want to go visit her in the summer, maybe. I put go to Europe, like overall goal. I just want to make sure I go to Europe if I can.
That's always a goal for you. That's always
Yeah,
on the
those
list.
are like honestly the biggest ones that I've thought of so far. You know, something also that 2025 and the number 25 made me think of is like you watched Brooklyn and Bailey's stories, right? Did you see their thing yesterday about the frontal lobe developing at age 25? Now, we're not there yet. Avantika just turned 23. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm halfway there. And I was like kind of evaluating of like I feel like I felt my frontal lobe developing at all. And I think a little bit, but I think they say between 24 and 25 is when you really feel it.
Yeah, I don't know if the experiences I've had is my frontal lobe developing or just like we were talking about the transition to adulthood when you start
Yeah.
doing adult things, you're kind of forced to think in an adult way. So like I know in the last couple months I've had more responsibility, like things have been different, but I don't know if that's my brain developing or just me adapting to life as it is now.
Exactly. And I feel like, I mean, I'm sure you'll feel the same. I feel like I've always been ahead of the curve maturity wise, and especially like the things I've done, like a lot of people haven't done in their whole life, or especially at our age. And so I feel like that's forced me to mature faster because something they were talking about with that was like just how they react to things and decision making and just realizing, you know, there are things that are outside of your control and you just have to let it go. And I feel like that's something I've gotten really, really good at over the past few years. So I don't know. I think the relationships thing in general, like that will continue to evolve and it'll be really interesting to see how that is. It was also funny she pointed out that Brooklyn's like barely turning 25 before she gives birth. I'm like, that reinforces you should not make major life decisions like getting married or having children before you're 25.
Totally. Not that I'm on track for that, but it was a nice reminder. In terms of my goals for 2025, I just quickly jotted a few things down. But the first thing I have is I want to secure a research position or research lab because I did that all through undergrad and I thought it was really beneficial. Like, I like being involved and I want to have that again in med school, not to mention that you need it for residency. And so that's definitely something that's on the list. Hopefully, I can find a lab that I fit in with and I like the work that they're doing and I get to be involved with
I
that.
assume UVA has a lot of labs.
Yes, they have a good research community
Because it's a
there.
research university as well, right?
Exactly. And one good thing, like the difference between undergrad and med school, is that research labs are generally looking for med students because it looks better for them too. And so I'm hoping that I get to be with a lab that wants me and I want them back. And so that's my goal for actually like the winter break end of this year. And then hopefully it's set in stone when we start in January and I can have that going on. Second thing is I'm doing the rural health track. And for that, we get to do a rotation over the summer in a rural part of Arizona. And so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if that's a goal or like something I'm looking forward to, but it'll be nice
Either way.
to, be rotating in a hospital over there. It'll be for about 5 weeks. And so looking forward to that. And then the third thing I have is another looking forward thing is my grandma's coming from India for a couple months in March. And
I feel
so,
like she was just here, bro.
yeah, but she was, and we want her to keep coming back because my grandpa passed away recently. And so now she's all alone. And so I'm super happy that she's coming and we get to spend some quality time together. And it's just like another good. Like, I feel so appreciative that I'm so close and I'm in Tucson because
Definitely.
now that my grandma's going to be here, I can make the trip more often. Not that I don't
Yeah,
already
you
come back
already
all the
go like
time.
I've been so surprised that you've really come up every weekend. Like, I did not expect you to stick to that.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it on the podcast too, and you expressed, like, oh, it might be different once you go, but I am glad that it's this way. Like, I get the opportunity to have my alone time and do whatever I have to during the week. And then whenever I want, I can come back and spend time with the family too, which is nice. But yeah, those are my three things I'm looking forward to. One
Do you
of
have a
them is,
personal goal?
let's see.
Like more friends or get involved on campus? Because I know you said you wanted to like join the clubs, like we were talking about with Shreya.
Yeah, I think like I'm pretty happy with how everything's going so far. So I think it would be just to continue what I'm part of right now. Like the yoga club's been really great, hoping to expand that more and do
Intramural
more events.
volleyball.
We did make it to the championships. I don't know if I said that on the podcast. Big shout out to my teammates, Isaac, Paul, and Janelle, because they carried the team. I was there for the vibes and support, but we made it all the way to the championships, which was really exciting. And next semester, we're looking to make a team of six because they're having indoor 6 versus 6 instead of just 4 versus 4. But yeah, that should be fun. I think, yeah, my goal would be just to continue with what I'm doing and like maintain a solid routine, which it seems like everything's going fine right now. So just consistency, that's what I'm looking for.
Very
What about
good.
you? Do you have anything?
I mean, I think I pretty much said mine. I think like moving out of the country, like no matter what period, is like definitely like my biggest personal goal. So whether that's one of my post-grad programs or I've been thinking more about doing like a work away in between. Because if I get Fulbright in Brazil, that doesn't start until a year from graduation, basically. And so I think I want to go do a work away program or maybe au pair or something and just get out of here. Basically, get out of here is the big goal and move abroad again.
Which all very exciting things, and I'm optimistic for us both. I think it'll go well. Anything that you're looking forward to in the next year?
We are doing our family trip to Turkey over spring break for like 2 weeks. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to do a new country and really explore it in depth because 2 weeks is like pretty good and we're going all over the place and we're gonna see Troy, which I didn't even know was in Turkey until a few days ago.
There you go.
And so I'm like very excited about that. I'm excited for good food and all of that. So that I'm definitely looking forward to. I said graduation already. I have my GCL, which is my consulting capstone project for my master's. I'll have that this summer, hopefully in Europe or South America. So definitely, I think looking forward to all of those things.
Yeah, and then you'll be done with your master's. We talked about
School
that.
forever, unless I get crazy and decide to get a PhD one day.
We'll see. We'll see. Then we both can be doctors. That would be
I
exciting.
know. Because you graduate with a DMD, right? Or an MD,
MD,
but that's a medical doctor. So,
What's a
yeah.
DMD?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh,
A
okay. Yeah.
doctor of medical doctor.
A double doctor. Yes. Right now we are in Tempe because we're celebrating my birthday a week late, and Akisha and I are gonna go hit the town like the good old days in
Yes.
our undergrad days and
Yes.
see how Casa is doing. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
So looking forward to
Great.
having a good dinner, getting to
Yes.
go out and have a good
Yeah,
time.
it'll be good. It'll
Yeah.
be good. I hope you guys have had a great year. I think 2024 has been a really solid year. I wouldn't say like best year of my life or anything, but solid. I think
Yeah.
I've been really happy with it and I'm excited for 2025 and lots of exciting things to come. I'm hoping 2025 is going to be on the 2023 level because right now 2023 has been the best year of my life. So we're
Yeah.
trying to top that.
It'll only keep going up. Thank you for sticking with us for this whole
Yes.
year. To our listeners who have been there since the beginning, it's been a fun ride and looking forward to see where it continues to go in
Yes.
2025.
And as always, if you want to be a guest, even if you've been a guest before, let us know. We would love to have you on the podcast and
Yeah.
chat with you. If you have any ideas of like things you ever want us to talk about or do on the podcast, we can absolutely do that as well. We are open to suggestion.
Yes.
So yeah, okay, let's wrap up with our final song of the week
For
of
the year.
2024.
We did our Spotify Wrapped song last episode, so can't talk about that. Oh, I have mine. So Wicked has been huge right now.
I
The
saw
movie
it on
just came
KMA,
out.
by the way.
Oh,
I
any
enjoyed.
opinions you want to share?
I thought it was really well done. It was
Yeah.
visually beautiful. I like, obviously, the music was amazing. I really enjoyed overall. And having seen the play, I think it was very, very good.
Perfect. Yeah. So I was going to choose a song from the Wicked soundtrack and very, very basic, but I'll just go with Defying Gravity, put
You
it on
already
the
did
playlist.
that.
When?
You literally did that before it came out. You were listening to it.
I'm sure I was because my Broadway
Yeah,
playlist is
so
in
pick
top
another.
five. Okay. I'll do another Wicked one.
Okay.
Have we done Popular? Have
I
I
don't
done
think so.
Popular?
I don't think
Okay.
so.
We'll go with that one then.
Okay. And then mine is a new Danny Ocean song, which we know I really like him. I think there were several of his songs from over this summer because I was listening to his new album, and it's called Un Blues. And it's a very like fun, upbeat, kind of like a summer vibe song, but it's just like really fun. So
There
that's
we
what
go.
I've been listening to. The SZA album just dropped though, and I'm looking forward to listening to that because I really enjoyed SOS. And this one's actually called like SOX Deluxe or something, which is interesting. But yeah, looking forward to that.
And we might have a song from that album for next episode, so
Yes.
stay tuned. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in to another episode, and we will see you in the new year.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.